Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy, the supervisor speaking. How can I assist you?
Yes. I was just speaking to somebody about a purchase that was made on my card that I don't know where it came from.
Yes, sir. Just give me just a moment. And please verify the email address.
The email address. I don't even know. My email address is angel.jr181@gmail.com.
Thank you for that. And please verify the address. The physical address.
3905 Cary Drive, Lorain, Ohio, 44055.
Thank you for that, sir. And the last four digits of the card number is 8467, February of 2025.
What was the number?
8467, February of 2025.
Yes.
Okay, sir, and I see that this would be for the Wi-Fi booster, which would have been done through an online survey, either through Amazon or through Costco, social media ad, text message, or through an email, and the Wi-Fi booster membership, where if the customer wanted to order more products off of our site or order the same product, they could get it at a discounted price.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I mean, I got a Wi-Fi booster in the mail, but I didn't subscribe for no subscription or nothing.
Yes, so the Wi-Fi booster originally would have been $7.45 originally.
Yeah, I don't know.
And did you order that particular Wi-Fi booster online, or did you?
No, I didn't even order the Wi-Fi booster.
Okay, so well, we can file this as fraud, but I just want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation, and that false claims of fraudulent charges will result in penalties, such as a fine, as long as you're assured that no one in your household, including yourself, placed the original order, then we will proceed with the claim.
Well, I mean, it might have been one of my kids, but I wouldn't know. My kids are not going to sit here and say, hey, yeah, I purchased that, Daddy.
Yep, I kind of did the same thing when I was young.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all have.
It's a good thing that when it comes to my 3-year-old stepson, that all of my stuff is in a lockbox and it's under a combination that only I know. And he doesn't touch my phone.
Yeah,
well. Hey, I'm still paying on it. It's like $1,000 phone. I go, mm-mm.
Yeah, I feel it.
And he's at that age where if he gets mad about something, he throws it.
Oh, yeah. My kids don't do all that.
Well, he's still young. He's still learning. Then whenever he gets mad, he throws stuff. I'm like, no, you are not taking my phone, sir.
I know that's right. So what am I able to do about this?
I'm working on notating the account now, sir. Okay, sir, I can issue the refund while we complete the investigation, which should take about 3 to 5 business days to do, to go back into the account. And I have the confirmation number ready for you whenever you are, sir.
Give me 1 second, please. Okay, what's the confirmation?
C as in Charlie, 25831984.
I got C, 25831984. Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with today, sir?
That would be all. Thank you.
And thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.